This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys.
What does that mean?
I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Yummy, broadcasting yummy, from a zone of fecality, Don and Mike.
Obviously, it's time for Craig Wilson, but I do have to bring something up.
Yes.
Based on our conversations of almost 2.5 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
When we started the show today, we played some of the tapes from The Belcher.
Right.
And we got into a discussion about The Belcher.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was standing outside with the cats, chatting,
yes.
And John said that while we had the great Larry Flint. Very glad that Larry pulled himself out of that hole.
Yes. Yeah, he got into it at the end.
Really good with Larry Flint. I guess John said the Belcher was IMing him during that entire segment, saying that he was positive that it would not be a Republican because the Belcher is a 100% pro-Republican, like, forget about it, argues about it all the time with John.
Mm-hmm.
Joe said, hey, you didn't ask me what I thought about the Belcher.
That's true. You did. Oh, that's true. Well, you know, I don't think I've ever talked to Joe about the Belcher.
And I said to Joe, well, I think you just made a mistake by saying that to me. And Joe said, I ain't stupid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he knew what he was saying. Joe, come on in here for a second.
Interesting.
Come in just
witness.
For a second.
Interesting.
We'll get right to today's Craig Wilson. Joe, would you come in here, please?
It's on his way.
Joe Ardinger is making his way into the studio. He should be here in about 30 minutes.
Howdy, Joe.
Hi.
Hello,
howdy.
Joe.
So John was telling me when we had Larry Flint on the show that the Belcher was IMing him, right?
Sure.
And why is that?
IMs everybody all the time.
John said it was something.
I don't know what he does for a living.
John said it was something about politics.
I don't know, Johnny.
He was saying that he doesn't think that Larry Flint's really got anything. He says that he pulls this stunt every election year, and then in the 60 days, nothing will come out.
And John, for the record, your feelings on the Belcher?
He's a lovely nut.
A lovely nut.
Okay, Joe? What did you want to add?
Hey, that's for the producer's room.
That's true.
I think he's a Nazi.
you think that the Belcher is a Nazi?
I think he's one of the remaining 28% of conservatives out there that support our president.
Now you've had discussions with him about politics.
Well, no. He gets on me every time I do a Katie Couric thing about that bashes our president.
Joe edits those things like where Katie Couric says F this and F that.
Those are edited?
Oh, I pulled back the curtain.
So the Belcher will IM you.
Sorry, Buzz.
About your editing of the Katie Couric.
And he suggests that I do similar things about, you know, liberals and stuff, but he calls me a commie-loving liberal, and I've got no time for reactionaries.
You know, that's interesting. Because, I mean, he does, but I don't know the shows that he takes on, you know, that he calls.
All of them.
To us, he's just a guy that calls shows and burps funny. And says whoopee and asks if anybody has seen our taint.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
I know. And the funny thing is he sends some of the most disgusting pornographic pictures I've ever seen in my life.
That is true.
Let's get Rob in on this.
Now, Rob, you have knowledge of this guy, too.
No, almost none. Ah. I know that John says he's a nut. That's all I know.
Uh-huh. What have you, what
Rob?
Have
you were saying to me just half an hour ago that you think the Belcher's an a-hole.
About the kiddie porn?
No. What did you see him
say? I win. I win, Mike.
Did you see him send?
What he sent was, I could take the easy way out, but I'll say something that is almost always done in private and always after a meal was being done in the company of someone else.
Man or woman?
I believe it was.
Are you talking about that?
Yeah, I think it was man and woman, and it also did involve a meal.
Oh, huh. Well, there you go. I think you can
no wonder he's a Republican.
Put that together.
Did I sum it up right, John? Yeah.
You know, then he's
someone was giving and someone was taking.
Then he's
so a little Raymond Burr action.
Exactly.
Then he's like a Rubik's Cube with many different levels to him.
An onion, Don. He's
yeah,
an
that's
onion.
Right, that's right. You peel back the layers of
and
the onion.
And there's another more, layer.
More he's layers. A smart guy.
Yeah.
He's obviously fairly intelligent.
Clever.
I mean, just based on
very
some of the
clever.
Content you hear when he's calling these shows.
And funny and crafty.
Uh-huh. Very
he gets
crafty.
Around.
Yes.
He is sly like a fox.
Why do you hate him so much, Rob?
Joe? John? Anybody who hates him?
I just want to add, I don't know what he does.
Why are you guys all over him?
He may be independently
always.
Wealthy or something. He stays home, and he's always on his computer. He's always on.
What and listen, I know you're kidding about this, and I am too, but there is a certain extent, even in the back room, John is still acting almost like a scared little girl.
And I can understand
well,
why they're scared of this guy.
Well, he's afraid that Belcher won't send us any more tapes.
I'm totally down with or why they're scared of this guy.
We want to maintain a good relationship.
I think that's probably John's priority. Yeah. John wants to keep the
you
relationship
so? Keep
to get the material coming in.
I think also there's a little bit we want him on our side.
Yeah, I couldn't agree
Absolutely.
More.
Absolutely.
I could not agree more.
Maybe he's afraid Belcher will send the Goatsy picture again.
Oh, don't send that again.
The what picture?
Goatsy. You've seen it. It's a legendary picture on the internet.
Oh, I've seen that.
Of a gentleman presenting.
Oh, yeah, you've seen that before.
Picture,
oh, send that to Mike if you've not.
I haven't seen it.
It's a great wallpaper.
I forget who it might be. The gentleman in question. Was it the Belcher John that put that as a screensaver when he was buying a car? Yeah. He was being made to wait in a salesman's office.
That. See, I heard about that story. You got to love the guy.
You see, and so he was, you know, he said, I got to go check with my manager. And he's right. left in the little cubicle to wait and wait and wait. And he just says, screw this. But before he leaves, he changes the salesman's wallpaper.
Then hold on.
To no matter, the Goatsy picture.
No matter how good these phone calls are that we get, that we play at the beginning of the show, 1 minute, 2 minutes, whatever.
Right.
Certainly not so great that this guy should be held up on some sort of a pedestal. John, if there is anything you would like to say.
You know what he is.
Like, that you would. I'm sorry, Mike. I was getting.
Yeah, I know.
I was
right.
getting the feeling everybody's giving him a break. Like, oh, he's trying to keep the relationship going.
Right.
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, it's our names on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have a good relationship with this guy.
Yes,
the Belcher.
We do. Yeah.
We love his material.
And we, as I said before, we show him our love by our laughter every day.
Right. So I'd like to know really why some people have a hard on for him.
Because he's a little odd.
What do you mean? Specifically, I don't have a hard on for him, so to speak. I dig his material. I think he's funny, and he's smart and clever, and I, you know.
What about, all right, what about when he ride you out on his MySpace page?
We got it cleared up. He was pissed about the way I represented those calls to Alan Combs with about the Elvis impersonator, thought I threw him under the bus, and we cleared it up, and we're good.
Yeah. So that little thing, he got pretty upset with you?
A little bit, but again, he thought that it got cut up and that I'd edited something. And
that sort
and
of Glenn Don, what did he do on the MySpace page?
I just got this during my last break. He's got his thing on MySpace. One of your goddamn spies out there, John, sent me this thing at the Belcher MySpace / anyway, it's a thing that says.
I'll pull it up.
All right. Second. Okay.
Oh, it'll take too much time. You can pull it up, John. It says, screw the Don and Mike show. F those guys. You know, I had no idea that this is going on. It's like, it's just, F those guys, they suck. I'm never going to listen to them again. That's why I brought it. I mean, as long as everything's being thrown out now, I don't know exactly what the problem is with this guy, but every time I turn the corner, somebody's mad at him and won't say why. Then I get an email from a buddy of mine saying, hey, have you checked out his MySpace? Well, hello, I never go to MySpace.
You live there.
What the freak am I supposed to know that?
Wow. This is an interesting guy. I'd love to chat with him.
And John, how come we never even heard that you were feuding with him with the MySpace thing? Because apparently I'm 2 weeks behind on this.
I just did think it was important. I got it cleared up in a day. And
if you are feuding with a Belcher, that's incredibly important.
My mistake.
And if he put something on his MySpace page,
the Belcher is, first and foremost, a radio show saboteur.
True.
And that is why I think that we're all kind of we all have had guys like that call in, and that's where he gets his status.
He's
if you
good
will.
At it too.
He's extremely. He's the best. At
derives his power from that.
He is the best at it. Right.
Whoopee!
Yeah. He's very good, but y'all are very afraid of him. I'm not really not sure
no,
why.
I'm not.
I'm not afraid of him.
Not but afraid.
I guess I'm just talking about just John.
But I do think a lot could be gained if he would call in.
Yes. We'd love to hear
I'd love
from
to hear from him.
Hey, John, would you pull up that MySpace thing? I absolutely cannot get this computer to work.
I think it may have come down, but I'll see what I can find. Hold on.
See if the page is still up.
So he has a little bit of a temper, too. Mm-hmm. Well, and Joe thinks he's
like all entertainers.
You think he's independently wealthy, right?
He doesn't seem to do anything.
Right. Well, he does this
except call radio shows.
Does it well,
right?
Well, and then go on MySpace. And...
He's very good at it, but when it all comes right down to it, he's a professional nudge.
Here's
he annoys
here's,
people.
Here's an example of some of his work. You 14 minutes left. We have two calls. We could talk more about pizza if you want, but if you want to jump on board, you can probably get on. And we'll talk from Mike from Manhattan. You're on with Dr. V.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Go ahead, Mike.
Is this me?
It's you.
Yes, yes. My name is Michael O'Mara. I'm calling because I'd like to discuss my omentum.
Go ahead.
All right.
Talk about it.
Okay, you go first.
Omento fat is... Omento. I'll get rid of him. This is the farting guy from last week. Mike, you're persona non grata. There's no, can't take it.
Oh, well, this qualifies.
We get prank calls. That's big time.
Hey, I guess we made it big. He called with farting and now burping.
That's an example.
That's
what he does.
Very good.
Hi, Johnny.
All right, I got it.
What is it? Old What's it say?
All right, some of you may or may not know this. I've been doing my Don and Mike show calls for about 5 years now.
Ah, this is the thing I just got emailed during the break. Beautiful.
And now, thanks to their temporary interim producer who outwardly humiliated me due to his own mistake last Thursday, can we say covering your own ass at the expense of others, I've decided to never darken the towels of the Don and Mike show ever, ever again, not ever. I've been doing this for pure fun for years, never asking for anything in return, and last week their temporary interim producer totally effed me in the opening of the show without doing any show prep with the show host and went so far out of his way to make me, an unpaid geek who merely makes crank calls, the responsibility of the horrible opening for the show. I may only be a phone geek, but I guess what? It's not my life. For this moron to slam me big time to make himself innocent for effing up the opening of the show is beyond pale. Yeah. So now the run is over. Thank you, John Norman, for effing me over and proving that you're an unprofessional and unable to actually do your quote-unquote job. So to those of us who have listened to me on the Great Don and Mike Show, I expect to be there no more. But trust me, I will be around in this site as well as many other sites and here on this forever. And now I'll be taking up offers I've gotten to appear on other radio shows so as to not vanish into thin air, and yet anyway, and there's some emoticon, I don't know what that is. Thank you all for being my buddies, and please continue to listen to the Don and Mike show because they deserve your listenership. Just remember why I'm gone from Don and Mike. Love you long time, Belcher.
And why was he mad at you to begin with? I still don't follow that.
Exactly.
The three calls that you played this morning, or this morning.
Today.
This afternoon.
Yeah. It started off with the Alan Combs call with the belch. And then there was the two old ones where there's no belch and no mention of your names.
Right.
You played those a couple of weeks ago. I'm sorry. You played the first call with the belch one day, and then the next day played the two calls with the Elvis impersonator and no belch.
Yeah.
And I did not properly explain where those calls came from, and that pissed him off.
You were perhaps a little disappointed that certain elements like the belch or the mention of the show were missing, and he felt that he'd been thrown under the bus.
Oh, because we weren't enlightened of the fact that
you didn't know
that they were old calls before he had an association with the show.
Hey, John, he's right. He's right, you ass.
That is kind of true.
He's right.
He was doing those long before he was associated with this show.
And I think what I said on the air when I played those was, you guys got to give us a heads up if he's not going to burp or mention our names.
Right.
I just see a disc that says Belcher, four calls.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. I screwed up, and that's what I apologize.
Okay, well,
and now you made it right with him, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay,
but how did we miss this whole big fight on MySpace?
He put it up like on a Sunday. I saw it like early Monday morning, and it was gone by like Monday afternoon.
So you took care of it quickly.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, but I would have liked for it to have played out on the air.
There's nothing we enjoy better than a good old fashioned feud.
For goodness sakes. Well, we got to get the Belcher back on, though.
Amen. That'd be
great. I mean, we've got to get him on to discuss this.
Yeah, talk to him. I just get inside his head a little bit if he'll, you know, he'll have us.
Mm-hmm. So, do you like him or not, John?
I do.
How about you, Joe?
I love his bits, but I'm not going to have a beer with him or anything.
What about you, Rob?
I would have a beer with him.
I adore him.
Always have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what's important, is that you guys like him.
Mm-hmm. We love him.
Uh-huh.
He's great.
I think so.
Amen.
I mean, what does it matter what I think about him? I mean, I think he's good for the show and everything, but when he comes down on me for doing, you know, stupid bits, Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, your belching is gold standard.
Why don't you just IM him back and tell him to shut up?
Two sensitive artists at battle.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you. Exactly,
well,
Buzz.
I don't care.
Thank you. Thank you, Buzz.
End of discussion.
I don't care enough to IM him back.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Over. We got a break. Come right back with, we never got to the Craig thing. Michael Moore with the movie Sicko.
Be right back. This is the Don and Mike Show.